Good morning, my little anarcho-capitalist. This is the great one himself, an anarchy moment. Just finished having myself a nice run this morning. Ding. Chiming the half hour. Drinking some coffee, getting ready to hit the shower and go hit up the farmer's market. You know, I can't... My brain keeps going back to, and I talked about this two episodes ago, my little brain keeps going back to the breakfast meeting I was talking about where the idiot was talking about politics. And I don't think I put this in that episode. So how we got there is in the context of our discussion, everybody was supposed, we were discussing things that were annoying us, and one person was talking about how her in-laws constantly talk about current events. And they can't stop talking about current events. And this got us on the subject of Cyprus, where the government took money out of everybody's bank account. And the idiot that I was referring to, you know, I mentioned that, yeah, you know, it's happening, it's going to happen here, be ready for it. And this was what caused the idiot I was referring to launch into the discussion about his statement that all the people he knew in the government were good people who just had good intentions and were trying to take care of their families. And none of that is really the point of this, but the point of this is current events. I think that current events are like death. You should be aware of them, but you don't need to spend all your time dwelling on them. Okay, we're all going to die. I mean, I know some of you believe that Obama isn't going to die because, of course, he's the Messiah. If anything happens to him, he will be reborn. But for the rest of us who are mortals, I mean, we're all going to die, right? You know this, you're aware of it, but you shouldn't be thinking about it all the fucking time. And I think current events are the same way. You need to be aware of them because you need to be aware of what's happening. And this is why people like this idiot who is defending the intentions of the government and how they're all wonderful people who are just taking care of their families. I mean, this is part of what allows you to be that stupid, is to be so disconnected from current events that you don't know about the drone killings. You don't know about all the people in prison for victimless crimes. You don't know about these things, or you simply don't care. That's a part of it also. I think it begins with ignorance. I think if you become more aware of all the things that the state is doing, it makes it harder and harder to justify it by saying shit like they're people with good intentions and trying to take care of their families. This doesn't mean you should go all Alex Jones, and it certainly doesn't mean that you should be spending all your time looking at current events and reading newspapers and watching television and all this other shit. Because the other thing to keep in mind about current events is when people are talking about current events, what are they really saying? Current events are events that are happening right now, which the media, which is an arm of the state, has chosen to put in front of you. Okay? Current events, by definition, are the things that have been culled and hand-picked by the media, by the government, by the colleges, by the corporations, by the state, to be presented to you. Current events are really among the least damaging things to the state. I mean, like, the thing in Cyprus. I mean, okay, so it actually apparently showed up in mainstream news in the United States, which surprises me because my friends in-laws had heard of it. But even then, I can guarantee you, and I have not seen any mainstream news report coverage about this because I don't do mainstream news, but I guarantee you that it was spun in a positive sense. They came on, they said, yes, the government of Cyprus took this money from people's accounts, and it was a very small amount of money, and it was democratically decided by the government, and doing this was the only thing that saved Cyprus from financial collapse. And had Cyprus not done this, all of the people in Cyprus would be living in a state of nature, and they'd be running down the streets, killing and raping each other, and everything would have gone to shit, right? So I guarantee you that was presented as, you know, this was the only alternative to prevent people from dying in the streets, and it was the democratic process in action. So even this is spun to make the state look good. So be aware of current events. Be aware of things that are happening in the world. But keep in mind, all the information you're getting from the newspapers, from the magazines, from the television, from the newspapers, and from most of the sources on the internet, like Huffington Post and all this other shit, all of this stuff, this is the handcrafted, hand-picked, curated, cold, watered-down, propagandized bullshit that the state wants you to hear. Right. If you want actual information and analysis that will allow you to transcend the bullshit of the state, you have to go to places like Stefan Molyneux. And you do have to sometimes go to places like Alex Jones. And you have to go to places like Bad Quaker, badquaker.com, Bad Quaker podcast, which I was listening to this morning. Oh, Bad Quaker is the shit. He is just amazing. And in all of these things, you still hear, you still have to filter, okay? I mean, Ben Stone isn't right about everything. Stefan Molyneux is not right about everything. Alex Jones is far from right about everything. So, I mean, in all of these cases, you have to filter. But these sources will bring you information that has not been culled, not been curated by the state. And then you decide, you know, Alex Jones is talking about chemtrails. Do I really believe that the chemtrails? I mean, yes, the government has, because Ben Stone loves talking about chemtrails because he worked in aerospace. And he's like, somebody show me some actual real evidence of chemtrails and I might believe you. You know, and Ben Stone's position is, I believe the government would do the chemtrail thing. I just don't believe they're doing it because none of you have actually shown any evidence. And then you got Alex Jones on the other side going, chemtrails everywhere, we're all dying, or whatever. I don't actually know what Alex Jones says about chemtrails. But yes, the government has tested biological weapon delivery systems on civilian populations. I know this for a fact because I was in the military and I've seen the reports. And again, see, this is information you're not going to get in your quest to follow current events. And you can choose to believe it or you can choose not to believe it. Right? You need to filter that for yourself. I don't need to filter it because I've seen the reports. I've read them. I know. So current events are like death. Be aware of them, but don't think about them all the fucking time. Then you just end up looking like an idiot because all you can talk about is current events and you start blabbering off about shit that you don't know anything about when I'm in the room, and essentially I just blacklist you for life the way I kind of blacklisted this idiot. Which also brings me to the next point. During the same conversation, we were also talking about good things in our lives. And I had mentioned that I was working on removing people from my life that don't need to be in my life. And you can do this because they're toxic people or because they're psychic vampires. Or I'm also removing people. I've reached the point where I am removing people who are extreme statist. For example, anybody who can't shut the fuck up about current events. Right? Because think, following and spewing current events is just another form of statism. Right? the current events, as I've already said, are curated by the state. They're edited by the state. They're put out there by the state. And so if your life revolves around current events, I mean, you can't be any more of a propagandist for the state than to be somebody who can't shut the fuck up about current events. So I am purging from my life people for political reasons, like this person who said that everybody he's met in the government is a good person with good intentions who's just trying to take care of their family. Just like all of the, you know, all the Nazis had families. I shouldn't say all of them. I'm sure there are some. Well, every Nazi at least had a mother and a father. Yeah, you know, all the Nazi concentration camp guards had families. I'm sure they provided for their families. And as we discussed previously, they all had good intentions. Okay, that's not what I'm supposed to be talking about now, though. What am I talking about? Oh, yes! And Randy is not here to keep me in line, so I have to fucking think for myself. Eliminating people from your life. I'm eliminating people from my life if they're too fucking statist. What's really funny is there's one person at the table who is really fucking statist and has been eliminated from my life. And he asked me, so has that ever caused problems for you? Or was it difficult or something? Or how do you do it? Some question like that. And I thought that was very ironic. And I just thought, you know, it's just you unfriend them on Facebook. You know, you don't have to be rude about it. You see them in person. You say hello. You talk to them if you must. You just don't spend time hanging out with these people. And that's... I think that's a critical piece of advice for anybody. You know, and look, if you're a severe statist and you want to eliminate the anarcho-capitalist from your life, man, that's great. You know, you go for it. As an ANCAP, if you're a serious statist and you decide you don't want to hang out with me and you stay away from me, that's great because it saves me the trouble of eliminating you from my life if you eliminate me from your life first, right? If you unfriend me on Facebook, it saves me the trouble of an unfriend you on Facebook. The other thing I want to throw out this morning is remember the good old days back when you had to walk 25 miles uphill to get a drink of water and it was frozen because it was snowing. So you had to build a fire to thaw the ice to get a drink of water because you didn't have electricity. Remember the good old days when telephones all had cords on them and so people's phones were in their houses. And you didn't have to listen to other people's conversations walking down the street and listening to some stupid bitch on her cell phone yelling at the guy on the other end about how, no, I've never lived in New York City. I don't know. And I was really tempted to say, I don't give a fuck. Why don't you go someplace private and yell at this idiot? Yes, back in the old days, back when everything was perfect. Back when all politicians were honest and children always obeyed their parents and telephones had fucking cords on them and they were only in the fucking house and you didn't have to fucking listen to other people's phone conversations. People, god damn it. You know. And then the other day, fuck, almost got run over by some fucking old bitch who's making a turn talking on her cell phone and not paying any attention. Fucking old people driving cars talking on cell phones. Ugh. Enough is enough. Back in the old days when there was nobody who was old because none of us had been around long enough to be old yet. So stop talking loud in public. On your cell phone. Stop talking and exposing yourself and exposing the people around you all the fucking time to current events because normal, healthy people don't give a fuck about state propaganda. And people who do give a shit about state propaganda probably aren't really worth being friends with. So start being selective about who you spend your time with, who you communicate with, and especially as we move more and more towards the pre-crime Facebook police state. Remember, people are already being arrested for what they post on Facebook. the day is coming when people are going to be arrested or at least questioned because of who they are friends with on Facebook. So you need to be very selective about who you associate with, because as the government of the United States begins to collapse, and it's going to collapse, the Soviet Union collapsed, right? All these European countries like Yugoslavia fell apart, the Eastern Bloc, all as it's coming. I know some of you think that this is Alex Jones shit. That's because you're stupid. I mean, $17 trillion of debt? Do you really think this is fucking sustainable, especially without some kind of action like Cyprus did? Right? The government of the United States, our current political social structure, the 50 states organized in one nation, it's going to collapse. It's coming. If you don't believe that, it's only because you're really fucking stupid. It cannot sustain itself. It can't. Those of you who are fucking eco-wackos and can't shut the fuck up about sustainability, okay? It's unsustainable. Hopefully, it's going to be a very slow and gradual collapse, and, you know, the states will have time to form unions among states or get things set up within their borders to take over. And in a lot of ways, the things the federal government does, they're just going to stop and nobody's going to notice. Of course, you know, the big things are going to be who's going to pay the military. And this happened. This was the big one in the Soviet Union, right? The Soviet Union collapsed. You had this giant military machine no longer receiving any financial support. Giant problem. That's going to be a big problem we're going to have, is who's paying the military. And of course, all of these federal retirement funds. There's going to be a lot of old people who are suddenly going to have no money. And that's going to be a problem. Beyond those two things, if we have a slow collapse, it's really going to be, to a large extent, not even noticed on a daily basis. But the collapse is coming. And as the collapse comes, the state, the federal government, the state with a capital S, is going to become more and more violent and cling more and more desperately to the power it has to try to keep that power. And this is when the purges are going to become. This is when the I'm only had like 7 sips of coffee here, so I'm going to be awake in a minute. By the time I finish recording this, I'll be good. When the purges begin, you know, the government is going to be lashing out at anybody who's not towing the line, and they're going to be looking to intimidate as many people as possible in order to scare the whole population into staying in line. And so you need to be aware of who your friends are and who your enemies are. Be aware of who you're friends with on Facebook, because you're going to get targeted for that. And, you know, as always, be aware of what you're doing on the internet. The government is monitoring everything. And remember, if anybody ever approaches you about doing something illegal, that person is probably a government agent. Don't fall for it. If you're going to do illegal things, do illegal things with people that you absolutely know you can trust, and somebody you've known for 17 minutes is not somebody you can trust. Current events and the decline of the state are like death. Know that they're there, be aware of them, prepare for them, but don't dwell on them all the fucking time.